Maggie Motors pregame here on Kick 106.7. Carroll Tigers on the road tonight at Glenwood for another district matchup. Week number six, again, just 2 weeks left of the regular season. Joining us right now is head coach Danny McCartan. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here tonight.
Well, my pleasure. I appreciate you you having me.
Coach, I tell you what, looking back over the history of this this matchup, you guys really controlled things for a long time. Glenwood's been the team that's kind of had the success in the matchup the last few years, but you look back over the last 6 years, there was only 1 year that this game didn't seem like it came down to almost the final play of the game.
Yeah, you know, it's become a really good rivalry. You know, I think it was 4 years ago we went down there and beat them in a rain-soaked game, and then they came up and beat us in the quarterfinals that year, and we haven't, you know, got back on the winning track since that point. And so, but it's been close games, hard-fought games, you know, one-point games, two-point games. Last year was a little wider, but, you know, it was a kind of a shootout, first game of the season.
Statistically, these two teams look very similar as well, minus maybe the Bloom kid at receiver with the 21 catches. Almost all of the stats very even this year. Where are the differences that you've seen?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, right now their quarterback, and we're not sure if he's going to play, Brock Sell. He was a really good athlete. He plays for him on defense, but I think he broke his thumb in the Harlan game, and I know he's playing defense, but he was kind of a cog that really got them going. And I just think that right now, you know, they really like to run the quarterback. We like to run our quarterback. They've got, you know, like you already mentioned, the Bloom kid's a great receiver, but they got other weapons, you know, all over the field. So you can't just sit there and say, well, if we stop Bloom, we're good. It doesn't work like that.
How different of a team are they if Sell doesn't play?
You know, he will. They've got the younger quarterback, and he's a heck of a runner. He's done a really good job, and you can tell they put some things in specifically for him. And so, I think, you know, we've played backup quarterbacks already this year, and so it's, you know, you play who's out there, and that's the way it goes.
I know last week you mentioned on the coach's show on Saturday morning that it's really important for you guys to get the run game established so the pass game can kind of play off of that a little bit and you can keep teams a little more honest. Do you feel like Glenwood's defense is a team that you can get that run game established against?
Well, you know, you really hope so, but they're not definitely going to have no respect for our run game. I can guarantee you that. They're going to put eight up right on the line. If we come out with a tight end formation, they're going to have eight right on the line in scrimmage and just play cover one and say you can't run the ball. And we've got to do it. You know, it's the way it is. I told the kids you got to do it, and we've repped the things that we want to do and how to block it. And it's you know, it's a matter of getting out there and getting after it and being physical. It always comes down to that. You know, we had guys taking steps backwards on a run play last week. It's like, you know, we aren't pass blocking on a run play, and so we've got to make sure we get a forward push and get physical with people and, you know, kind of step up and accept that challenge.
Good week of practice for you guys offensively?
Yeah, I say it every week. You know, we're eternal optimists. We think that we've got a great game plan. We do every week. We believe that, and it's just implementing. You know, every play you drop is a touchdown play. Every play you drop on defense is to stop the offense. So it always looks great on paper.
Coach, do you feel like in that run game that you might be able to establish it inside the tackles, or do you think the edges and the flats will be the better place to attempt?
Oh, I think both. You've got to, you know, if you sit there and say we're just going to attack the inside, then it makes you pretty easy to defend. And if you say we're just going to run tosses and option and sweep, makes you pretty easy to defend. So you've got to attack them both, you know, interior and outside.
Kellen Jones, you and I chatted about him a little bit last week as well. After a couple of starts, seems to be coming on, gaining some confidence.
Yeah, he's a very heady player. You know, he sees things, he knows things. You know, we've talked about him quite often in the coach's office. Like, you know, he'd be a great coach down the road simply because he sees things and he knows what, you know, what you should be doing and things like that. And it's just taking it to the field and getting more reps under his belt.
We mentioned the Bloom kid, 21 catches, 455 yards, and five touchdowns so far on the season. How do you guys match up with him? How do you try to maybe not allow him to be the guy that can be their focal point?
Well, you know, unfortunately and fortunately, the last 2 weeks we've seen, you know, All-State type kids at the receiver spots, you know, with Fadone and the 6'5", 265 guys they had last week with Harlan, with McLaughlin at 6'3", he's got the D1 offer. So it's not like we haven't been tested there, and so we've got a game plan in place to try and shut him down, and it's just again a matter of going out there and implementing it.
How did they use their run game?
A lot of reads, and that's what's really nice to have the quarterback that's athletic as their quarterback that they want to, he's going to sit there and do the same thing we do with Kellen. He's going to read what the defense does, and if the defense doesn't squeeze down, he's going to give it, and if they do squeeze down, he's going to keep it. And so that's what makes them dangerous, because every play is basically a read play for the quarterback.
Do you have somebody that's assignment's going to be to kind of keep an eye on him?
Well, it gets so cliche and old. I've been coach 17 years, where I say, it's about taking care of your responsibilities, and that's what it is. Defensive end has their job, what they've got to do. They've got to squeeze down the line of scrimmage, and they can't sit there and just dance around in space. And so that's what it comes down to. It's about doing your assignment, and we don't have to assign anybody to the quarterback. It's taking care of your gap, and good things happen.
Coach, the schedule this year has been tough. You and I were chatting about that. This district absolutely loaded another tough team with Glenwood tonight. How do you guys look at how this season is playing out right now and the matchups, and how much do you think it's made you better playing the teams that you have?
Well, it's definitely made us better because every time you make a mistake, you get exposed, where in maybe previous couple of years, we could make a mistake here and there, and we could get away with it because maybe we were just better athletes, maybe we just game plan better, or who knows. But, this year you make a mistake, you get exposed, and it's that simple. You can't just rely on athleticism against these teams week in and week out, because they got athletes over there too. So I think it's definitely made us better and kind of got us seasoned and ready for the next level.
Just 1 week left after this one for the regular season. How odd is that to be just going into week six, week seven, and we're already thinking playoffs and who the playoff matchups could be and having to get ready for the playoffs in just a couple of weeks?
We're just lucky to be playing. So people, to me, keep saying it's the new normal. Well, whatever that is, it is what it is, and that's the way it plays out, and we're lucky to be playing. We should be thankful for it.
Well, Danny, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Look forward to catching up with you on Friday night for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show, and again on Saturday morning for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Danny McCartan, head coach for the Carroll Tigers, joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame on Kick 106.7. We'll step away, take a break. We've got Nick Brinks, Terry Kaspabauer on the call coming up next.